listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, the campus chaos continues. We've got closures. We've also got virtual learning now hastily being put in place, in some cases as an alternative to in-person classes. There doesn't seem to be any end in sight to these demonstrations, and graduation is literally right around the corner. My friends, it is continuing to get bad out there with these demonstrations, and certainly the notion that they are saying things like "we are Hamas" again continues to be incredibly concerning. It's almost unheard of in that sense, and it really is kind of sad that in this country, a country so free, a country so great, a country so wonderful, a country with so much opportunity and, yes, education, would be literally a ground zero for people that would be protesting in favor of those who have a system in which those very same people who are protesting would never, ever really be free. Something I mentioned on the Friday edition, it just seems to be, it's not just ironic, it's sad and pathetic. Because in this country, in our system, you know, people, they go out, they protest, they say what they want to say, they say the most egregious things, and they protest. I wonder, and even in the glory days of Gaza under Hamas, prior to the Israeli invasion, if you could go out and protest against Hamas and really let them know what you thought and really call them out, I don't know if that would have worked very well, but that's just my estimation. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome to the Friday, pardon me, I almost said Friday, but it is the weekend edition of the program, and here we are. We've had a great week of broadcasting. And I think this program this morning is going to be chock full as always. We do have so much to tell you about, especially as we talk about some of the latest news. And also we'll take a look at some of these different issues that came up over the week, which are huge, huge issues like the Trump trial, for example. And certainly when we take a look at what's happening on these college campuses and what's happening in terms of the disruption that's there. It's my understanding, too, that at least in some cases, they are not letting people onto college campuses unless they possess the proper student identification. In other words, trying not to have bad actors come in to the areas. And, of course, with graduations right around the corner, you know, there are a lot of people who went to college and a lot of people who were studying to do something maybe with continuing education, maybe they're pre-med or something like that. Maybe they're getting ready. They want to go to law school and they're not interested in these protests. They're not interested in what's happening. In other words, they have no compunction or no compulsion, I should say, to go out and protest the way that we see it happening. And yet they are now also going to suffer perhaps by not even having a graduation. And some of these young people, by the way, they were the very same ones who likely did not have a high school graduation. So then it becomes a double whammy. And again, a handful of people comparatively can ruin things for so many people. And it's really, really sad, isn't it? But folks, once again, weekend edition, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you'd like to talk about these issues, if you have something to say about it. Also, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can send us a direct message anytime. And by the way, if you're hearing the program at a different time replay over the weekend, you can always head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can always find our podcast, our live streams, anything you need to know. You can always head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, as they say. We also are going to start tonight, though, this from Fox News, Tornadoes tear across America's heartland, leaving catastrophic destruction in multiple states. There were at least 59 reported tornadoes across Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa. That number may have changed, but this is what this is the info we have at this hour. Dozens of tornadoes swept across America's heartland, impacting millions of residents and leaving a trail of destruction. 20 million Americans from Texas to Iowa are on alert for twisters, large hail, and up to 70 mile per hour winds. There were at least 59 reported tornadoes across Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa as of 7 p.m. Eastern Time, according to the National Weather Service. Photos on social media showed heavily damaged homes and shredded trees. And yes, I've seen some of these photos. They are absolutely devastating. You know, trees mangled and torn apart. You've got homes. If they're there at all, they're reduced to sticks, basically, or reduced to just a literally a pile of debris. And it's just, again, just heartbreaking when this kind of thing comes through. The National Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center said an enhanced risk for severe weather was placed over Kansas City, Missouri, Omaha, and Lincoln, Nebraska, and areas of Iowa, with a slight to marginal risk over many areas of Texas and around Shreveport, Louisiana. Tornadoes, including a couple of strong tornadoes, very large hail, some greater than 2 inches in diameter, and wind damage remains possible this afternoon, this evening, from eastern Kansas and Nebraska into Iowa, western Missouri, eastern Oklahoma, western Arkansas, and northeast Texas, the agency said. Lancaster County Sheriff's Office reported that parts of a large manufacturing facility collapsed, trapping at least 70 workers. All workers were evacuated, thank God, by first responders, by the way, and three employees were being treated for injuries. And again, thank the Lord, and thank also the first responders who run into the trouble when we need them the most. And we have our greatest respect for our first responders here on this show. So, folks, stay right there. We're going to come right back after this first break. But hour number one is off to a great start. We're going to come back. We'll tell you more about what's happening on these college campuses. We'll talk about the Trump trial and everything in between. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, It was sparks from me. Your handy chains. Dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Want to say a good morning on this wonderful Saturday morning, bright and early, of course, to Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning with a direct message. He says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 46 degrees, cloudy, and had plenty of rain yesterday. Have a great weekend. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, yes, thank you, Richard, and Semper Fi right back at you. And we didn't have any, well, it was cloudy, but it was not rainy here. And I don't know. Everybody just wants to see the sunlight at this point. Everybody just wants to have, you know, the summertime kind of get here sooner than later, I'm sure. Yes, I can imagine you had a lot of rain yesterday. But we're glad that you're with us. And, folks, we're glad that you are with us as well as we head through this weekend edition of the program. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you can always give us a call, 949-822-7959. First-time callers, 949-7959, by the way. You can also head over again to KyleWarrenShow.com and send us a direct message. Well, as we mentioned about these college campuses, this from Fox News, anti-Semitism on campus surges as agitators take over. Students at Columbia University have been alerted that all in-person classes will be held virtually through the end of the semester as anti-Israel protesters have taken over the campus. Columbia President Manoj Shafiq, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, set a deadline of midnight Tuesday to reach an agreement in negotiations with anti-Israel protesters. Well, that, you know, that didn't work. This also, California State Polytechnic, that's Cal Poly Technic, Cal Poly Humboldt, announced Friday that it will close its campus through May 10 due to the occupation of Siemens Hall and Nelson Hall East. The occupation of Siemens Hall and Nelson Hall East is causing ongoing inability to open other campus facilities, a statement from the university read. Since Monday night, protesters have attempted several times to break into multiple locked buildings with the intention of either locking themselves in, vandalizing, or stealing equipment. Vandalism and theft have continued across the campus. Officials said the campus will be closed through May 10th, and work on academic construction will take place remotely. Anti-Israel protesters provided university officials with, get this, you know, you really can't be a protester or a mob or an occupier or any of this stuff without having your list of demands. I'm not really trying to make fun of it, but it's to the point now where we need to ridicule, at the very least, what these anti-Israel protesters. Now, in the mainstream media, they would call them pro-Palestinian, pro-Palestine, and this kind of stuff. But really, they're anti-Israel, because if you're helping Hamas in any way, you're helping their goal, right? If you're protesting and saying we are Hamas and this kind of stuff and or death to America, you pretty much crossed over at that point, I think. But you have to have your list of demands, which include evidently disclosure of all holdings and collaborations with Israel, cutting all ties with Israel, with Israeli universities, divesting from companies and corporations complicit in the occupation of Palestine, and dropping all charges against and halting the harassment of student organizers by law enforcement. Don't you love the list of demands, right? A list of demands. And I'm going to tell you, this is exactly the kind of world that they want to foist upon you, that they want to bring down upon you. They want you to live in a world where they are going to tell you what to do. Talk about having an authoritarian regime. How about stealing our democracy? Because, see, here's the thing. They're going to break into these buildings and occupy them and et cetera, et cetera. And then they're going to have their list of demands, which, again, includes cutting all ties with Israeli universities and collaborations. Now you're a collaborator, right? Divesting from companies and corporations complicit in the occupation of Palestine. That's right. It's all a big conspiracy, and we're here to set it right. We're going to actually open everybody's eyes through our ridiculous, violent, and, unbelievably bad behavior. Officials responded to the demands in a letter. So what would you say? What would you say in this letter, my friends? What would it sound like? You know, I'll give you a moment. I'll give you a moment to come up with what your response likely would be. Their response? Keeping the door open to further discussions. Officials also said their policy is content neutral when it comes to speech and assembly, while also ensuring the rights of the rest of the campus community to a safe and secure environment are protected. Well, that's nice, right? That's nice. That sounds really nice, right? That sounds super nice. But the protesters, the anti-Israel ilk here, they don't care. They don't want to sit around and protest and bang on a drum or something while you walk by, and hopefully you'll stop and say, please give me some literature or something like that. They are going to make sure that you can't have a peaceable life, right? You can't even go to school. You can't get your work done for your graduation so that you can move on and do the thing that you want to do in life. Because all that's thrown out the window, my friends. All that is just summarily dismissed. You think that they are going to want to peacefully coexist with you on things? No, they have some righteous mission that they're on. And they believe, those that are the true believers, and there are some that are there, they don't even know why they're protesting. We had that on the program yesterday. They don't even know why they're protesting, but they just heard, hey, there's protest. And our school is going to go down there and help those other people in that school protest. So let's go protest. What are we doing? I have no idea. Right? I mean, it sounds silly, but it's also scary on different levels, isn't it? Number one, they could be anti-Israel, pro-Hamas protesters Or on the other hand, they might be so, shall we say, not smart to not even understand what the protests are about or what caused them or what they say caused them. So that's also scary, too, because, you know, I don't know. I mean, these people also get driver's licenses or something and drive down the street. I mean, that starts to be really scary. All right. So, again, we're laughing a little bit, but this is all very, 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 very serious. Absolutely. And then, of course, also, now Colombia has no plans, evidently, to call the NYP back on campus for the anti-Israel protests. Once upon a time this week, the NYPD had riot police and counterterrorism officers at Columbia University's campus. There were fears by anti-Israel protesters that the New York Governor Kathy Hochul would even call in the state's National Guard as protests grew more intense by the day. 3 days later, and just 2 days after NYPD finally pulled away from this, I'm sorry about that, folks. A little technical issue right there, but it's fine now. Again, 3 days later, and just 2 days after NYPD finally pulled away from campus, Columbia officials said they no longer intend to need the services of the NYPD. Well, can you imagine that? We called on the NYPD to clear an encampment once, but we all share the view based on discussions within our community and with outside experts. Don't you love the outside experts? That to bring back the NYPD at this time would be counterproductive, further inflaming what's happening on campus and drawing thousands to our doorstep who would threaten our community. University President Manoush Shafiq, Board of Trustees Co-Chair Claire Shipman and David Greenwald, and University Provo Angela Olinto co-wrote in a Friday email. Oh, boy. All right. Well, again, see, this is the kind of thing. Well, they've got demands. And, well, we're going to be in negotiations. Folks, I just don't know where it all went at this point. But I'm telling you this. It's not good. It's just not good. But you know what, folks? We're going to try to make it right as best as we can when we return from the bottom of the hour break. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition, and we want you to stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. The United States providing Ukraine with its largest military aid package to date. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced Friday a package worth $6 billion, which will include munitions for Patriot missile defense systems.
That will allow us to procure new capabilities for Ukraine from U.S. industry.
Austin expressed gratitude to Congress for passing foreign aid legislation that allocates over $60 billion in aid for Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told NBC's Meet the Press that he doesn't believe presidents should have absolute immunity for actions taken while in office. This comes as the Supreme Court heard arguments related to former President Trump on Thursday. McConnell reiterated his stance, which he made after voting to acquit Trump following the 2021 Capitol riot, suggesting that the former president could be held accountable by the justice system. And gas prices have risen slightly. AAA says the national average is now $3.66, up 1 cent from Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases, and that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon?
Well, I guess that's a great question. We can't live on the moon anyway, unless you have like a space habitat thing. Like, it's not made of gases. I'm telling you, I can't get enough of that. I cannot get enough of that, how the moon is made out of gases, and that's why it's difficult to live on the moon, because of the gases. Sheila Jackson Lee demonstrating, of course, how wonderful, I guess, our education system must be. But I'm telling you, I will bet you that the high school students, I would hope, I'm just hoping against hope here, knew that when she told them that it was not, in fact, made of gases. All right. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number. Also, you can go over to kylewarrenshow.com if you want to send us a direct message. You can find the podcast. You can also find out all about the program. And you can check out our live streams over there, by the way. Keep that in mind. Check out the live streams over there if you're ever out of the area and you want to hear the program. All right. So once again, we've got a lot going on, obviously, with this Trump trial through this last week. They're still looking. It's a mystery. I guess it's supposed to be like it's not a whodunit. Maybe it's a what was done it. I'm pretty sure, because we don't even know what they're really talking about, what's the crime here. And that's not just little old me talking, right? I don't have a legal education, but people like Alan Dershowitz and Jonathan Turley do, and others, obviously. And they can't figure out what's going on. So, again, it's almost like some kind of weird movie or it's some kind of a thing where it's like an alternate universe, and just the law just works differently in the Trump universe for charging Trump. Many years ago, there was a really cool television program, and it was called Sliders. I don't know if anybody remembers Sliders, but this was probably 25 years ago, somewhere in there. I'm pretty sure right around, so probably in late 90s, early 2000s, somewhere in there, if I recall correctly. I can look it up here. But it was really a captivating show. It was really kind of cool because they kept going into parallel universes. There's a thing that happens in the first episode where the circumstances conspire, and through the one of the scientists, it's a young guy who's a scientist, and his experiment goes all wrong, and four people get transported into a parallel universe, and they've kind of all been brought together almost randomly, and so they kind of have to make their way. They're always looking to get back to their original universe, but each universe is like a little bit different. It's always Earth, but it's always a little bit different, and they have to kind of find that difference and figure out how to either not get killed or, you know, or of course they along the lines they end up helping people and this kind of stuff. It was a really great show called Sliders. So in that, in some other universe, you might find that in this case, you can just put people on trial and you don't need really to have an actual crime of any kind. So you can just put people on trial and just kind of go through the motions. Well, what are we doing today? We're putting Trump on trial. That's the impression I get from what Turley and Dershowitz are talking about and others like them. And this analysis that we're hearing about this, that's my takeaway. It's like, okay, well, they put him on trial. It's like putting the cart before the horse, but it doesn't matter because all they need to do is try to get some conviction. So they'll convict him of something. We may not be able to define what that something is, really, but he'll be convicted. And it's really, really highly stupid. And that's the 50-cent political science word, I think. It is pretty stupid. And so in our Earth, typically, we think that you have to prosecute somebody. You have to tell them what witnesses you might have, and then you have to show the other side. There's another. Okay, I'm going to go on another movie thing right here. Remember My Cousin Vinny? That's a great movie. So, by the way, this weekend, if you want to watch a really funny movie, you can't go wrong with My Cousin Vinny, right? You got Joe Pesci, you got Fred Gwynne, who played Herman Munster, right? You've got Marissa Tomei. This is a classic. It's an instant classic movie. And it's a legal issue. It's a legal movie, a legal drama, comedy, dramedy. And there's a great scene where somebody says, you know, gee, I wish I could get a look at all your files for this case that you're prosecuting that I'm defending. And he's kind of a newbie. And the prosecutor says, well, sure, yeah, I'll have our staff send you over copies of the files. You do that? Oh, sure. But that, again, it's all part of discovery. They have to show you what they have. They have to tell you what witnesses they're going to do. But if it's Trump, doesn't matter. It's just all that gets thrown out the window, because in that parallel universe that exists in New York City, they don't have to do any of that, I guess. You know, I mean, on the whole. So at any rate, folks, it is a very, very silly thing altogether, but it's very serious because they are interfering with the election, especially when the judge says, yeah, you can. We're not going to be here Wednesday. Trump makes plans. And then suddenly we're going to be here Wednesday. Is that not election interference? We were talking about that yesterday with Denise Simon. And I asked her, I said, well, that sounds to me like it's election interference. Let's listen into Joe Biden here, because he's going to tell you something that is really what they think about you and not what Trump thinks about you. Let's listen to Joe Biden.
We all know people like Trump who look down on us, don't we? We all know somebody we grew up with like that. Well, folks, where I come from, it matters. When I look at the economy, I don't see it through the eyes of Mar-a-Lago. I see it through the eyes of Scranton and working people like all of you and my family. Donald.
Okay, so the reason that doesn't work, Joe Biden, is because people don't think Donald Trump looks down on them. If you ever had a canned sort of cliche phrase that could be put in front of Joe Biden for him to rattle off from some teleprompter that's obviously he didn't come up with, or it doesn't matter if he did. This is the most hackneyed kind of a thing that you've ever heard. Because, again, it's designed to show, oh, see, I get you, because I'm Scranton Joe. And Donald Trump, he's Mar-a-Lago Donald. You know, he's got money, and he's got fame, and he's got riches and so forth. He's got power and influence, and he looks down on you. That is a load of, you know what? It really, really is, because nobody ever, I think, has ever made, you know, could ever really say that that's how Donald Trump looks at people. Donald Trump is an everyman. He has demonstrated over the course of his career that he has epitomized the American dream. He's epitomized the idea that, you know, if you can parlay your money or your what you start with into a vast empire of wealth. The guy has his own jet airliner plane. That's his private plane. It's not a Gulfstream. It's like a, what is it? It's a 727 or something like that. I mean, it's this huge plane. And you know how much that costs to operate? I mean, it's just really something. But the idea is that people never get the idea that Donald Trump is looking down on them, thinking that they're less than. He can talk to the electrician, the construction worker. He can talk to the investment banker. He can talk to anybody from all these different walks of life. And that terrifies the Democrats. It terrifies the far left. It terrifies everybody. This is why they're doing what they're doing to Donald Trump. And Scranton Joe, really? Okay. It's, again, this is a case of, well, we on the far left, we, the Democrat Party elite, we really kind of do look down on the little people, as it were, because they need our help. And they need if we don't take them by the hand and lead them through taxation, and we lead them through mandates, and we lead them through all this government appointed stuff, you know, it's all hell's going to break loose. It's all going to be chaos. Because they look down on you, my friends. Donald Trump doesn't look down on you. In fact, Donald Trump wants to create the same kind of environment where he was able to flourish. You know, the conservative says, why can't everybody flourish? Why can't everybody work hard and do their thing and flourish? It's really, really sad. All right, folks, Weekend Edition continues. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there, because we are coming right back, I promise.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
I used to be a rolling stone, you know. If a cause is right.
All right. I like this bumper track. I'm sorry. I know I've mentioned it before, but I really do like it. Philadelphia Freedom, one of my favorite Elton John songs of all time. I remember when it was on the radio. When it was brand new, it was dedicated to Billie Jean King back then, the famous tennis player. And then, of course, also the lyrics there written by Bernie Taupin, who came from Britain, of course, along with Elton, but also became a naturalized U.S. citizen. And I always loved this song because I always thought about that, and I thought about how cool it was. It was right around the bicentennial, right? And it's just cool. It's got a great sound to it. And it is, again, indicative, I think, of it's joyful. That's what I like about it. It's joyful. And it's just the way it all goes together. It's you got to catch lightning in a bottle. And that one does it. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And we are rocking our way through this Saturday morning weekend edition of the show. And wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we're glad that you're there. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine. Also, of course, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com anytime, and you can send us a direct message. Well, of course, now here's a good question. What about the debates, right? What about debates? This from Newsmax, Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, posted on Truth Social on Friday that he is ready to debate President Joe Biden anywhere, anytime, any place earlier on Friday. And I started laughing about this earlier today, too, because you know that there's going to be absolute pandemonium And everything else under the sun, it seems, at the White House. Because earlier on Friday, Biden told radio host Howard Stern that he is happy to debate Trump as the candidates enter the final 6 months of the 2024 presidential elections. Somewhere, I don't know when, but I am happy to debate him, Biden said in a one-on-one interview with Stern. In response, Trump posted, "Crooked Joe Biden just announced he's willing to debate. Everyone knows he doesn't really mean it. But in case he does, I say anywhere, anytime, any place," an old expression used by fighters. Earlier this month, Trump's two campaign advisors sent a letter to an independent commission that normally sanctions such events, calling for an accelerated debates timeline, holding more than the usual three and starting them earlier in the campaign cycle, Reuters reported. "I suggest Monday evening, Tuesday evening, or Wednesday evening at my rally in Michigan, a state that he is in the process of destroying with his EV mandate. In the alternative, he's in New York City today, which probably, although probably doesn't know it, and so I am stuck in one of the many court cases that he instigated as election interference against a political opponent, a continuing witch hunt." The first debate is scheduled for September 16th, followed by one on October 1st and the final debate on October 9th. The debates are to be held at Texas State University in San Marcos, Virginia State University in Petersburg, and the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. All right. Well, folks, I'm telling you, I don't know that we're going to see the debates. I just can't imagine the White House allowing and the Biden campaign allowing Joe Biden to go out and debate anything. So you know what they're going to say? They're going to come up with some kind of thing where they say, well, you know, he debates. It's like the cognitive test. He takes a cognitive test every day just by being president. So they're going to say he debates Donald Trump and his horrible Donald Trump policies every day by just being the president. You watch. They'll come up with something like that. Quick look at the weather here, national weather. There is a moderate risk of excessive rainfall over parts of the central and southern plains on Saturday. Heavy snow over the central Rockies. Watch out, driver Ron. And then there is an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of the middle, lower Mississippi Valley and central southern plains. And, of course, we talked about those terrible tornadoes at the beginning of the program this morning. That, my friends, is really serious stuff. So always stay apprised of your local weather, especially if you have severe weather conditions that could become evident. So definitely do that. All right. Well, you know, this is Saturday. We don't have a musical theme for Saturday. We don't. Freedom Friday was yesterday, where we can play wherever we want. And Saturday is kind of a carryover to Friday anyway. So, yeah, we can still play literally whatever we want. So I think this morning it might be kind of cool. Might be kind of cool to come up with something that maybe we haven't played for a while. Something that will keep us going throughout the overnight or on the weekend, wherever you are, whatever you are doing. And so, again, it's always fun. And we get a lot of good response. A lot of people have sent in their requests, or a lot of people have a particular song that is special to them, so forth. And we always try to honor those. And we got a great request, by the way, but it'll be for Monday because it'll be for Country Music Monday. But for right now here on this Saturday, maybe we'll start with a little, we're kind of throwback. It's kind of a throwback, but it's really a cool song. This is Rick Springfield. I think you already know what it is. Let's listen in.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her. Play along with the charade that
doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Cool as that. And this record still sounds good. Way back from the early 1980s. And Rick Springfield is going strong, by the way, these days. And that's actually good to know. Rick Springfield has his show, and I hear it from time to time. It's on Sirius XM. It's called Working Class DJ. And he gets a theme, and he runs with it. He plays a lot of different records. He tells a lot of great stories. And it's kind of cool to hear Rick Springfield and some of his remembrances that he can tell you about the time he met so-and-so or worked with so-and-so and so forth. So it is kind of cool. But one of these things about this record, and I rarely pronounce this upon a record, but I do every once in a while, and it's called The Perfect Record, and this is one of them, right? Jesse's Girl is actually... just lock, stock, and barrel. It's a perfect record, in my opinion. You know, it's, you know, short. It has all these different elements in it that just really work together. And it's really cool. And it also stands up to the test of time. It still sounds really great today. Still got that energy. And that's hard to do, my friends. All right, folks, stay right there. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Trump trial. Talk more about these protests on campus. We'll also talk some of the economy as well. That's not looking good with the GDP. Stay right there, everybody. Coming up at the top of the hour news, but we will be back right after the news. So stay right there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem. Pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So what I'm about to say can be very shocking indeed. But one of the leaders of the pro-Palestinian or anti-Israel demonstrations at Columbia University, this from the Boston Herald, is coming under fire, they say, because he said the following. He said, quote, "Zionists don't deserve to live," unquote. He went on to say, this in a video from back in January, "Be grateful that I'm not just going out and murdering Zionists," quote unquote. Folks, what else do we need to know about this? Honestly, what else do we need to understand about the core of these protests and the core of these demonstrations? You know, they're trying to stop genocide. They're trying to stop genocide. You don't get it, Kyle, because they're trying to stop the genocide. And, you know, you're just, you know, some kind of conservative talk show host. No. Well, no, I am a conservative talk show host. But the idea, of course, is that they aren't just, quote, trying to stop genocide. They're trying to eradicate Israel, ultimately. I mean, that's what they're in league with. Folks, welcome to the program, of course, Weekend Edition. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 if you're up early with us here on Saturday morning. And if you'd like to head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send us a direct message. You can also find out more about the program. You can also find out how to listen to the program. And you can check out our live streams plus the podcast right over there. So we encourage you to do that. You can subscribe today. It's quick. It's easy. It's painless. And we encourage you to do that. So wherever you are this weekend, whatever you're doing, we hope that things are going well, that you have a great weekend, and that you get recharged in some way, doing something that you love. Well, I'm doing something I love. I'm doing the program here on this wonderful Saturday morning. But again, this is from the Boston Herald. Kiami James, a 2021 graduate of Boston Latin Academy, who cited adultism and racism when resigning his post on the school committee that year, is in the midst of disciplinary proceedings with Columbia University around a social media post where he stated he would, quote, "fight to kill Zionists," unquote. Gee, I don't know. You know, it sounds to me like, I don't know, you know, that he's not quite with the peaceful protest, mostly peaceful protest program that the media seems to be so fixated on these days. And again, as I quoted in the intro, he says, quote, Zionists don't deserve to live. That's a direct quote. James said in a January video that came to light on Thursday, referring to the Jewish national movement, quote, "Be grateful I'm not just out going out and murdering Zionists," unquote. Yeah, I guess we should be grateful for that. You know, what kind of psychopath says this kind of stuff, right? Last Friday, Columbia University announced it had barred James from campus. The university did not make clear if he was suspended or permanently expelled. I'm not laughing. It's not funny in the traditional sense. It's just, you know, well, then just, you know, tell us or say what happened. Because it could be a little disconcerting to people who might think that, well, there's this guy out there who has this predilection, this proclivity, and has stated that that's his preferred method, is to go out and kill Zionists, right? And I Lord only knows how he would define a Zionist, right? And that's why you have some of these protesters or some of these commentators, they want to make nuanced differences. You know, well, you know, you can be anti-Zionist, but yet you could be pro-Israel, and you can be anti-Zionist, but yet not hate the Jews and this kind of stuff. And, you know, it's interesting to me because the ilk of this particular person, you know, just really demonstrates that I don't think they make these nuanced differences. I think they look at Israel. They know that the Jews live in Israel. And, you know, and if any Jew anywhere is going to be fair game for them, it is twisted. It is evil. It is something that we thought was really eradicated for the most part with the fall of the Third Reich. Am I right? You know, this is really something that we would learn about in history, and we would think, oh, those poor people, they didn't understand, as we do today, you know, this kind of stuff. Well, of course, you know, this kind of grisly and heinous crime, unfortunately, there are many who want it to be repeated. And I'm here to tell you, I mean, this is one of the things where, you know, we really have to stand up and fight this stuff. We really have to have no quarter whatsoever for those who would be calling for this kind of thing, trying to motivate others to this kind of thing. It's just horrible. The video depicts anti-Semitic remarks James made during and after a disciplinary hearing conducted by two officials from the university's Center for Student Success and Intervention, when he compared Zionists to Nazis and white supremacists who he feels, quote, very comfortable in calling, in quote, again, calling for those people to die, unquote. After calling the students' attention to prior social media posts that prompted the disciplinary hearing, where he posted, "I fight to kill Zionists," an administrator asked James whether he sees why that would be, quote, problematic in any way, unquote. "No," James said in the video he live streamed on Instagram in January and went viral after it was posted by the conservative news outlet Daily Wire this week. When asked whether he thought there was a serious weight in taking someone's life, James responds that while he does in certain cases, quotes, quote, "it's necessary and better for the overall world," unquote. Okay, folks, this is what we're up against. This is the kind of thought. And what the heck are we going to do next? I'm telling you, this is very scary stuff. Stay right there, because we are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you, Weekend Edition.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Instead of importing foreign products, I'm exporting their products.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. I still don't know what products Joe Biden's talking about. Instead of importing, I think foreign products, we're exporting something products. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't know if the White House has clarified any of that at all. So it remains a mystery. Just like the Donald Trump trial in New York City, the so-called hush money trial. It remains a mystery. And I know. Well, I'm telling you, sometimes, you know, we gotta be a little absurd. We got to demonstrate the absurdity with humor or sarcasm. Otherwise, we're all going to go mad, right? And I don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. None of us want to do that. But we need real change. And we need to really win in November. It is, you know, people ask me, and I said this, what, it was two or three weeks ago in the program, maybe a couple of weeks. And in the intro, I kind of said, you know, what are things going to be like in 6 months, right? What are things going to be like in 6 months or a year from now? What happens if Joe Biden gets reelected? And I got a great response, by the way, from listener Joan up in Seattle, Washington. And listener Joan said, hey, you asked about the, you know, what happens in 6 months? Well, 6 months ago, Israel was attacked by Hamas, and now they're firing drones and missiles directly at Israel from Iran. And I thought, yeah, listener Jones got it going on with that. She absolutely hit that on the head. Because 6 months from now, what the heck is going to be happening? I think that's a really, really good question. And this is the reason why, my friends, we absolutely have to beat Joe Biden at the polls and try to get something going on with this country, because and try to, you know, take us out of the depths of all this. It's just really, really terrible. All right, tell you what, let's head over to the we'll head over to the telephone lines here real quick. We got Jim in Clearwater giving us a call here on this early Saturday morning. Good morning, Jim. You're on the program.
Hi, Kyle. Yeah, so I got something on a little bit later note. Talking about Joe Biden, there's a guy named Otto Carter. He was 102 years old. He was on the November 13th, 1958, You Bet Your Life with Groucho.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy could give cards and spades to Biden. I don't think Biden would have his hands full debating Otto Carter at 102. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no kidding.
And the guy has quite a story, too. He had 16 kids. He's got quite a funny story to tell. Mm-hmm. And plus, you get Groucho's on his game pretty good that night. His fellow contestant was Larry Lane. You think Larry's a guy, but Larry's quite the woman. She was a Boom Boom Girl.
Okay, yeah.
And that was her pseudonym. She's also Corrine Cole. I think she's still alive. Anyway, she did a few movies later on and stuff, small parts. But when I first saw her walk on, I thought it was Marilyn Monroe. That's what she looks, how good she looks. You know? It was just interesting to watch. And the first two, they're the second two. The first two come on, they're good too. Sort of interesting because it's in black and white. You know, I sort of grew up in black and white. And a lot of people probably don't like to watch it because of that. But you see, it's sort of like almost like a parallel universe you're talking about earlier.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like in the 50s, it's like a different culture, you know, like everybody dressed up. And you weren't a hyphenated American, you're just American. And it was just, you know, I don't know. It's an interesting thing to watch.
Because there was a culture there, and you're right. I mean, a lot of people, I think, are kind of heading toward the same goal. It wasn't as fractured at that time.
Right, because I think, you know, we're coming, you know, we won World War II, and I think Korean War is winding down. We did good on that. And I think, you know, people were just, you know, interested in moving on and getting stuff done and having a good time. I think it's worth check it out. It's like 24 minutes. You can go get it on YouTube, or it's also on Roku. But I think if you like to catch Groucho when he was really on his game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so which episode was it? It was You Bet Your Life?
You Bet Your Life, mm-hmm. And it's November 13th,
1958. Oh, very cool.
So anyway, just for the younger generation, if they like to see what was, you know, get a flavor of what was happening back then a little bit.
Yeah, and sometimes they could be funny. They didn't have to be vulgar, but funny was funny. And, you know, it's because it tickled your funny bone kind of a thing. And, it was a much different approach sometimes, especially with people like Groucho.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, anyway. And, this guy, Otto Carter, man, he's good.
Well, hopefully can check it out. Absolutely.
Okay. I just want to toss that out there.
Hey, very cool. Now, I appreciate that. That's right. You see, that's the thing. Because in the midst of all this stuff that's happening all around us, you know, having fun or being able to think different thoughts a little bit sometimes about how things were, how things could be, in the sense of how we approach life and all these difficulties we have, I think that could be some real good medicine. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, take care. Call anytime. We'll talk again soon. Take care.
All right.
Right. Jim in Clearwater, everybody. And that's a great call. I appreciate that so very, very much. You know, sometimes you look back at some of these, you know, you see clips of some of these old talk shows or like the old Johnny Carson show, The Tonight Show. I remember I used to love to stay up late, right? And I could and watch the Tonight Show, you know, back in the day. And I thought it was so cool because it was on for an hour and a half, right? It would come on around 11:30, and then it would go off at 1 a.m. And I thought, wow, you know, that's late. I mean, that's super late. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. And then little did I know that I would be hosting an overnight radio program that came on at 2 a.m. Eastern and went off at 6 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. And then, of course, on the weekends, 2 to 5. But I've always, and I'll let you in on a secret about me. I've always been a night owl, no matter what. I think I've always just kind of been wired like that as well. My oldest daughter is kind of the same way. She's also a night owl, and she's on the East Coast. And sometimes she'll call us, but it'll be 12 a.m. or 1 a.m. there, and she'll call us. and she'll want to talk. And so I was like, isn't it super late where you are? And but at any rate, I've always been a night owl, so I would always be up watching late night TV or watch the late movie in back when they had a late movie. And so at any rate, folks, it is great. Because, by the way, this overnight community that we're building is really something. And whether or not we're hearing from somebody, you know, for example, you know, we hear sometimes if people haven't been feeling well, and we try to lift them up, we try to buck them up. We've heard from Lucy in Sarasota, and we've heard from a driver Ron in Denver, and we hear from different people. You know, so what they're doing that day or what they feel about these things happening around us. And of course, all the great calls that we get. So building this overnight community is a privilege and it's an honor. And sometimes I know I haven't said that as much as I should. And so I definitely want to do that. I want to reiterate that to all of our listeners out there, because this is the place to be. This is what's happening overnight in America. And I'm just lucky. I'm lucky to have you guys, and I appreciate it so very, very much. Really, from the bottom of my heart. All right, well, we're going to come up to the bottom of the hour here in just a few seconds here. And when we come back from the break, we're going to hear our conversation with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America that we usually talk with Jimmy early Thursday mornings, about 5:30 a.m. Eastern time. And for our weekend listeners, I always love to bring that conversation over to the weekend show so that you can hear it as well. Very, very important stuff we'll be talking about in terms of what's happening at the VA. So you don't want to miss this when we come back from break. And once again, 949-822-7959. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com as well. You can always leave us a direct message. And we are going to come right back on this wonderful weekend edition of the program. And also in just a little bit, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And she'll be with us for the majority of the next hour. We got a chock full this morning, folks. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren with you.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The United States providing Ukraine with its largest military aid package to date. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced Friday a package worth $6 billion, which will include munitions for Patriot missile defense systems.
That will allow us to procure new capabilities for Ukraine from U.S. industry.
Austin expressed gratitude to Congress for passing foreign aid legislation that allocates over $60 billion in aid for Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told NBC's Meet the Press that he doesn't believe presidents should have absolute immunity for actions taken while in office. This comes as the Supreme Court heard arguments related to former President Trump on Thursday. McConnell reiterated his stance, which he made after voting to acquit Trump following the 2021 Capitol riot, suggesting that the former president could be held accountable by the justice system. And gas prices have risen slightly. AAA says the national average is now $3.66, up 1 cent from Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through the weekend edition. Thanks for sticking around with us here whenever you're hearing this program on replay. And, you know, something caught my eye with the latest Joe Biden gaffe, and I really do think that it is a built-in campaign commercial for the Trump campaign. Because here's what Joe Biden had to say when he was in Florida. He said, folks, in a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted? He actually said that. But I'll tell you one thing, folks. Again, that's the built-in campaign commercial. Well, it is the weekend edition, and we love to bring in the interview that we do on Thursday mornings with Jimmy T. Smith. He's from Concerned Veterans for America. CV4A.org is the website. We always like our weekend listeners to be able to hear what Jimmy has to say about helping our vets and what's going on out there. So let's welcome Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America.
Good morning, Kyle. And, of course, it's always great to be on with you and be able to talk to people about what's going on. That's important to veterans, and quite often we talk about the VA healthcare system. So we have another, well, sad VA fail at the VA healthcare system in Aurora, Colorado, in which there were a leader who was dealing with prosthetics and keeping a list of individuals and then canceling those request, and then another list of individuals that they never even bothered to put in. So again, hidden wait times, hidden list of care for individuals. It was just, it's a complete mess in the VA.
That's what it sounds like. And you're right, this all was occurring in Colorado. And, you know, it seems to me, I mean, if it's a logistical problem when you're dealing with material, that's one thing, but these are human beings and our veterans that were put onto these what amounted to be hidden lists that you're talking about. I mean, these are people that need help and treatment.
Well, think about it. Let me paint this picture for you. So a young man, woman goes off to war because America's foreign policy determines this is where we should deploy our military and use them. And for whatever reason, they're in battle, they get wounded, they come home having lost a limb, and they just simply want to have the VA take care of them because that's America's promise to veterans to take care of them. So subsequently, they go to the VA, and they are getting their limbs supposedly worked in. Well, when you go and they put in a request to have one of the limbs worked on or to, you know, have a new one done for you, that's, you know, assuming it's going to be done. But in 2003, they first noticed in Aurora, Colorado, that they were deleting orders. And then they noticed that some of the orders never even got put in. So here's a wounded warrior that is getting their request for the prosthesis canceled or not even getting it put in. And guess what? It's all done, Kyle, simply to just make the numbers look good. And we just passed the 10-year anniversary where veterans were dying for care in 2014 because of this same business model. So now we see wounded warriors who are being highly impacted because either it was canceled on them or their request for that item never got put in. And America needs to stand up and realize the VA is broken.
No kidding. Now, is there any alternative? Because a lot of times you and I will talk about being able to send our vets out to different doctors, different, you know, essentially outside of the VA. But is there any kind of analog to this that's outside the VA where they can get the same kind of thing where it has to do with the artificial limbs and so forth?
Well, there's two important parts of that. One is, of course, we support the ability to use community care to get care outside. And we do think that the Veterans Healthcare Freedom Act that will eventually hopefully be passed would give the opportunity to just simply go to a specialist. But quite often we find that the VA specialist in this is actually something that veterans really do look forward to, you know, have something that is correlated to actual veterans issues. So they go to the VA and they get that. So yes, they should definitely have choice, but more than anything, they should have the VA with the ability to simply do this. And there's no reason for these requests for the prosthesis to be canceled. And there's no reason for them to not even bother to be put in. Yes, there's the opportunity to be put out into the community. But if a veteran does go to the VA, that VA should provide the services.
Oh, sure.
They have the money. They have the staff. And this is where it's a complex problem because, again, we do think that there's the opportunity to go in the community. We do think that they should have full choice under the Veterans Healthcare Freedom Act in the future. But if they are currently going and they have chose to go that path of the VA, then the VA should be doing its job. And these kind of people who do this generally get reassigned or allowed to resign. They very rarely ever are punished for their actions.
Well, indeed. In fact, that was my next question, and that is, I understand that some of those that were part of this VA in Eastern Colorado, they seem to have been taken off the website for the organization there. In other words, are things being swept under the rug, or is there any kind of real accountability being meted out here?
Well, we know the VA has a history of not accounting for or not having accountability for things like this and sweeping things under the rug. So it's still in the process. We hope that there will be accountability. But, you know, admittedly, the VA does not have a good history of taking care of this. And this is why there's things like the Restore VA Accountability Act under Representative Bost that would help fix that situation and hopefully allow these individuals to quickly be fired if it's deemed they should be.
Well, indeed. And you mentioned, Jimmy, you mentioned the Veterans Healthcare Freedom Act. What is the status of that? And is that something that would be coming along sooner than later? Is this a function of whoever's in the White House, for example, who would be partial to this? Or what can you tell us about that?
The Veterans Healthcare Freedom Act is sponsored by Senator Blackburn and Representative Biggs in the House. And fundamentally, it's still in the process. So we feel that is something that can move forward. It's likely to move forward into the next Congress. The big thing is we are working right now to go out and tell people in the community, to tell veterans organizations as well. But specifically, I'm going around telling members of Congress that this is the highest priority to give full choice to veterans. So as it goes through the process, the more individuals who know that this is a priority to veterans and is fixing the VA healthcare system, it increases the ability for it to pass. And that right now is one of the key things. The veterans do need to have choice, but they need to know that this is the answer to choice moving forward. And it is part of the process. Almost every piece of legislation takes years and years to pass, 3 to 5 years on average, for a bill to pass. They have to do research, has to go through committee hearings, it has to have the CBO talk about the cost of it and things like that. So it's currently in the process. A lot of this is being done, and we feel confident that in the future it will pass.
Well, that's really fantastic. What can our listeners do? What can people do out across the highways and byways? Is that at a stage right now where letting your legislator know what you think about it would help, or what would you suggest?
Well, absolutely. First and foremost, I would hope that they would go to our website at cb4a.org, go to our Twitter account at Concerned Vets, and follow what we're doing so they can be aware of why it needs to be done, because they need to know the why before they talk to their members of Congress. But then go talk to their members of Congress and the senators and tell them that the veterans should have choice, and it's important to use those right words. The veterans should have choice, and the Veterans Healthcare Freedom Act is the tool in the future to ensure that the veteran has the choice to either use the VA, use outside doctors, or use both, but whichever is best for the veteran is what this will allow to happen. And that's where they should reach out to their members of Congress after looking into what we're working on and let them know choice is the answer for veterans.
Well, exactly right. And hopefully that can act as somewhat of a force multiplier there to, again, because this particular subject, Jimmy, is so close to so many of our hearts. If you don't know a vet, or you don't have if you might have a family member who's a veteran, you know, this is something where, you know, our country just can't fall down on any longer. And these kinds of what you were just describing about the hidden wait list, or these things that just sort of disappear and so forth, it's not acceptable.
It's not. And that's the thing. You know, we are the organization that allows for the growth of an army to raise the voice of veterans on these issues. So when people are coming in and going to our website and joining in through the website or following us on Twitter and everything like that so they can see what's going on, they are actually building the army, building the movement towards veterans really being treated like they should be treated. Make sure veterans and policy is done in a way that will allow true freedom for veterans.
Very, very cool indeed. Jimmy T. Smith, a great to talk with you again this morning, my friend. We'll talk to you again next Thursday.
God bless, Kyle. We'll see you then.
Thanks. God bless. CV4A.org. That's the website, everybody. We are coming right back. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount.
So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
The Deception with Dr.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Weekend edition continues. And I can't believe it again, how fast this all goes by. And, you know, like I say, I can't explain it. I have no sort of scientific explanation for it. All I know is that time flies when you're having fun. That is actually true. You know, I don't know where we're going to find that out about, but it is definitely true. Hey, thanks so much to Driver Ron for your direct message here just in the last few minutes or so. Thank you so much. Driver Ron saying no snow here. Says, well, first of all, he says, hi, Mr. Professor. LOL. That's right. No snow here, he says, but we've had rain off and on since early Friday evening. Have a great show. And he says, P.S., I'm a big Rick Springfield fan, so great choice. Hey, thank you very much. Yeah, me too, as a matter of fact. And he called me Mr. Professor. Yeah, that's a moniker that got hung on me a long time ago. And so, yes, that's right. Professor of Politics. You'll also hear Aaron in Denver call up, and Aaron will call me the Professor of Politics, and various other callers will as well. And I love it. I think it's really, really cool, to be honest. By the way, so, yes, Professor is really – it's kind of a moniker. It's kind of like being the Sultan of Swing, right? Or it's kind of like being, you know, the Duke of Earl – you know, that kind of thing. All right. So, but thanks, Driver Ron. I appreciate it. And then listener Joan also writing in saying, hi, Kyle. Have a happy weekend. She says, so went to see the new movie Unsung Hero. I heard about that. I'd like to see it. She said, went to go see it today. Good family movie. Really enjoyed it. And then she's got a question for Denise, and we're going to ask her that question. So stay tuned. And listener Joan, thank you so much for the weekend wishes. And yeah, I would like to check out that movie. I've seen commercials for it, so definitely want to check it out. All right. Well, folks, you know, we do have, of course, the National Weather. We'll take a quick look at that here real quick. This from the National Weather Service. There's a moderate risk of excessive rainfall over parts of the central and southern plains on Saturday. Heavy snow over the central Rockies, and there is an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of the middle and lower Mississippi Valley and central and southern plains. So definitely be careful out there. We always want you to get wherever you're going in one piece. Pay attention to your local weather, of course, and also, if in fact you're looking at some severe weather that might be gathering up. All right. Well, I think we got a cool song earlier in hour number one. We heard Rick Springfield's Jesse's Girl, but here's another. Well, I guess you could call this a throwback as well. The other one was kind of a rewind. This is a throwback. This is a great song from, I'm telling you, this guy made a lot of great records. And this guy is still going out there, by the way. He's going to go on tour here, as far as I know, here real soon, with his all-star band. And it's none other than, this is a great guy. This is Ringo Starr with one of my favorite records called It Don't Come Easy. Let's check it out. It don't come easy. And you know what? You know what I'm going to do? I am going to do the same thing I did in hour number one, because I'm kind of sharing with you here, some of the records that I really like or, mean something to me as well. And this one, I think, also gets into that category of kind of being a perfect record. Jesse's Girl and this, these were made, obviously, many, many years apart. But the production and the song is there, and just the whole ambience of it, everything about it is really great. So I'm going to confer my coveted perfect record status onto that song, It Don't Come Easy, Ringo Starr. All right, folks, it is time now on this weekend edition to talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And she figures stuff out, folks. She really, really does. Welcome, Denise.
I wish I could, but thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, and it's a great Saturday morning as we're doing the show right now. And a lot of stuff is going on, obviously, Denise. We got a question from a listener we'll ask you about here in just a moment. What do you see going on, of course, more with these protests that are happening?
I think that they're not going to stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Anytime soon.
No. I think it's about time that the Department of Justice start taking a hard look at this for Title VI violations. And certainly the money behind this.
Right.
And there's lots of it, obviously.
Well, as a matter of fact, that goes exactly to Listener Joan's question for you that she sent in via direct message. She says, what is George Soros's end game funding the anti-Israel protests? I don't get it, she says.
Well, Soros has always been behind anything that will disrupt peace on earth, if you will.
Yeah.
But he's not the only one. That's the important thing to understand. He's not the only one. A lot of this money is coming from Arab countries that fund Palestinian organizations. And, you know, we can look at things like CARE, Council for American Islamic Relations. You know, anything that is for the Palestinians, it's there. It's not all George Soros.
Well, exactly. But obviously, you said something there just to that really I think was really catching, and that was it's disrupting peace on earth. You know, it's like being driven to such a point of distraction that, as we've often talked about, there is no peace. There's no peace for our daily lives. Yeah. There's no peace for thinking about tomorrow. I mean, and that can wear down after a while.
Well, it also, interestingly enough, every single institution that we're supposed to have some kind of confidence in, or that's supposed to have some kind of integrity, we're finding out, ladies and gentlemen, just doesn't. And when they're challenged, like the president of Columbia University is being challenged, they back down.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They equivocate.
Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there. We're coming up to the top of the hour news here at the end of hour number two. And when we come back, we'll talk about more of this and, of course, also the Trump mystery trial. What's the crime? We don't know. It's a mystery. Come back.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
So, I did see something earlier today about the Biden administration. They have to start some kind of process about transition. So, of course, they don't want to, but evidently that's part of the protocol. But wouldn't it be something, though, folks, to be able to have November come and go? And we are going to be planning a transition. That would be very cool indeed. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. It is the weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here as we go through this early Saturday morning here on the show. And don't forget, you can always give us a telephone call, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, but you can always go over to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send us a direct message. You can also find the podcast. You can also find out all about the show and our live stream. So always remember, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com for more information. All right. Well, somebody who's got the information, somebody who disseminates the information, somebody who always has up-to-date information. I don't know how she does it, my friends, but it's Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Welcome back to the program, Denise.
Oh, you're very kind. Thank you.
Well,
good morning.
But it's accurate. That's the thing. and Denise, there are always so many things to talk about. We're going to continue, obviously, with the campus protests. Also, I wanted ask you about the Trump trial as well, but there's another headline out there about the TikTok issue, and ByteDance has now made it very clear that they don't want to sell. They'd rather go the legal route, and they could get then shut down basically or banned by the United States.
That's right. So just because the legislation was passed and signed that TikTok has to be sold doesn't mean, one, that it will be, or two, that this will happen anytime soon. It was really kind of a gesture. So there will have to be some other means by which we challenge China. And Tony Blinken, our Secretary of State, was over in China and stomping his feet and talking about, all kinds of things, but one thing they didn't discuss was TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, of course not.
Of course not.
Why rock the boat?
And, apparently they were into more real discussions that if China doesn't stop supporting Russia with all things Ukraine, then we will. What the heck does that mean?
No kidding. Yeah.
Have no idea what that means. And if we've had the, if we will, when will we, how will we, and why haven't we already?
Right.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's really something with this guy, whenever he travels around, and it's kind of like, it's the gang that can't shoot straight. It's the, they just kind of, and this
it,
really.
It's not that they can't, it's they don't want to.
Okay, very cool.
I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's the Secretary of Defense. I don't care if it's the White House press people. I don't care if it's Department of Education. Nobody wants to shoot straight. There's always something clandestine and nefarious going on.
For their agenda, for their agenda.
And nothing, it's just absolute sabotage. These people don't weigh out the consequences of these cockamamie decisions. The attack they've got on liquid natural gas, the attack that they're putting on menthol cigarettes, on oil permits, on the border. I mean, education, coal.
Well, but isn't that done under their umbrella would be, but that's because we care, right? We care about you and we want to make sure everything's better for you. You don't need coal and you don't need crude oil. You don't need all this stuff because we're going to show you a better way. But I don't really buy that. I don't think that they really care.
No, we found out a couple of years ago in Texas what an ice storm does to windmills.
Yeah, that's right.
We're finding out what these windmills are doing offshore in killing these whales. How many of them just came on shore in Australia? Like half a dozen of them.
Well, back in the 80s, there was the Save the Whales campaign, And again, it was, I don't know if it's specifically, but I'm sure Greenpeace would have been involved in something like that. But there was that idea of save the whales. They even had one of the greatest Star Trek movies of all time is the quote, the one with the whales, as people like to refer to it. But now that we have these real problems, and I'm not trying to make light of it, these real problems with real whales, they're looking the other way because it would interfere with their
yes,
climate agenda thing.
Of course. Absolutely. You know, do you remember several years ago under the Obama administration, we weren't doing anything about immigration, or we had some kind of problem with immigration or something because we had to deal with a Delta smelt fish? Remember that one?
Yep. Yeah, that's also here in California where the water runs out to the ocean and you can't collect it, I think because of the Delta smelt. And it's, or this kind of thing. It's going to impact something like that, but yet.
But we don't care about whales.
We don't care about whales and we don't care
about
droughts.
Which are likely eat the Delta smelt anyway.
That's right. Exactly. But again, it's all about that agenda. And that agenda is there to drive you to your knees, so that you have to comply with their orders at that point. You know?
Yeah, and we are. We're a nation in despair. And I don't think that we've actually figured out that we are truly in despair because people are so desperate to figure out things to survive. Instead of thriving, we're barely surviving.
Yeah. Well said, Denise. Tell you what, stay right there. We are coming right back, everybody. More with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Talk to me. You never talk to me. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. The weekend edition is here, is upon us. We hope that you've got some great weekend plans, and we're glad that you're spending some time with us right here on the radio this morning. KyleWarrenShow.com is the website if you want to send us a direct message or check out our live streams, podcast, any old time, day or night. And we've got Denise Simon still with us here on this wonderful weekend edition. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, when we were going out to break there, you were talking about the idea of being a nation in despair. That is a psychological weapon. You know, in and of itself, it's like, you know, and especially, and this is happening now on these college campuses, and it's going to destroy, and I hope I'm wrong, some of these graduations. It's already claimed one victim, which is the USC graduation. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, and, you know, we talk about higher education. We talk about the way how these colleges, what the professors are doing. But there are a lot of kids who go through college, and they're trying to get a degree so that they can go and do something else, right? They want to go out there and live their lives. They're not part of these protests. And now they're going to, unfortunately, I think, have
they're
to
being sucked in. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Sucked in and then deprived of actually being able to have a traditional, you know, sort of rite of passage with the college, graduation. And it just seems like, again, they're doing it at a time, again, to sort of cause maximum chaos, maximum despair.
I can't argue with that.
Well, yeah, it's really sad, but it's other parts of our society as well. You know, we've got the presidential campaign going on, and Biden's out there, you know, riding around on the helicopter and going into campaign places and whatnot. And yet Donald Trump is sitting in a courtroom because you got a judge who says, oh, look, I got this power. I can compel this individual to be here. Meanwhile, this person would normally be out campaigning for president. It just seems like we're living in this weird universe where nothing makes any sense.
Well, it would make sense if we knew, if we had the ability to think like the left.
Right.
I can't do that. I try really hard to think like they do. So I can anticipate, not that I don't want to think like they do, but you have to anticipate what they're doing so you can build an offense and stay on defense. And,
right.
It's just impossible to do. And I don't care if they're talking about the economy, if they're talking about inflation. You know, they keep saying, well, we're lowering the price of prescription drugs. Exactly which ones? You know,
and I'm doing it right now.
The Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. There's nothing affordable about it. Now, the people that may have it are maybe not paying a whole lot for it, and that's because we are. It's being subsidized. Mm-hmm. And the ones that are getting hurt that nobody really ever talks about are the senior citizens. They're literally making choices between paying for insurance and their water bill and their power bill, their medications, and going to a doctor. They're just not doing it because they, you know, they have to make those kinds of decisions. I told my son this past weekend, because we celebrated his 44th birthday.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, and I was thinking back 44 years ago when I gave birth. I was working at the time for a company called Casual Corner, which was, you know, these little stores that were in the malls. Casual Corner was owned by USU, a fairly sizable company. And I didn't have to pay for health insurance. It was a perk to be an employee that you got health insurance. And it was a time when Jimmy Carter was was president.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to keep the thermostat at 78 degrees. And that hospital was so hot. I just remember, you know, taking cold showers. And this is back when you had a child that you stay in the hospital, you know, 3 days. Now they throw you out after about 3 hours. But anyway.
That's right. Yeah.
We went to pay the bill to get out of the hospital, and it was
$7. Wow. Wow. Yeah.
Yes, $7. And look where we are today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, they come in and they have the credit card thing right there, and they say, okay, how would you like to pay for this today? And you have to swipe your credit card, and it's going to be like a grand, at least, you know.
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
And I was trying to put things in perspective for him. Because, you know, obviously he wasn't born yet, or was just born, so he wouldn't have known these things. And they did a cool thing. On your last day, the new parents got to have a steak dinner with candlelight and all this other kind of stuff that the hospital paid for. And then they gave you this go-home gift basket thing. And in there were coupons and sample things from, you know, baby manufacturers, you know, like bibs and pacifiers and, you know, all these other kinds of things that you would need when you got home. We're not doing it. I mean, do you remember the time we used to clip coupons and sometimes you got double the rate of the coupons
or
sign up for these sweepstakes? All of that stuff's gone. Have you thought about it? We're all gone. Now we have to go to apps in order to get 2-for-1 of a Subway sandwich. The only way you can get 2-for-1 is to use their app. Why is that? Because it doesn't take a person at the location to take your order.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing the order ourselves.
Yeah, that's really true. And especially you go into some fast food places, you got just kiosks and stuff like that.
Yep.
And there's maybe a couple of people working back in the back at that point.
Now, I'm fine about being efficient and whatnot. I'm good with that. But that tells you that we're getting to the point where we don't really need employees because we're going so automated.
Yeah.
In a lot of industries. Okay, so we're going automated. Well, what are we supposed to do with these employees?
Well, but no matter what, we're going to pay them $20 an hour, then you're going to have lots of less employees anyway. Yeah, but no, but you bring up such a great point. You know, because now where are they going to go and what are they going to do?
Mm-hmm. You know, working in McDonald's was not supposed to be a living wage. Never was. It's an entry level wage, period.
Mm-hmm.
Or a second job if you chose it. But it wasn't ever meant to be.
Well, you know, you bring up a really good point, because what happens is here comes the left or the Democrats, the Democrat Party elite, and they want to pigeonhole you into something. And this is as far as you can ever rise, right? You've got your fast food job, so we are going to fight for you with your fast food job. And again, there's nothing wrong with that, but as you mentioned, it's an entry level or it's a stepping stone, right? You know, so that you're going to keep going on to do something else more than likely. But the Democrats want to keep you basically pigeonholed into something so that you never really rise higher. And, you know, and because that's part and parcel of their illusion that they're fighting for you.
No argument for me.
You know, because it used to be, you know, how far can you go, you know, in this land? In fact, I mentioned this earlier, Denise. There was a quote by Biden saying, Donald Trump looks down on everybody, but I don't, because he's looking down on you from Mar-a-Lago, but I'm, you know, I'm looking at you from Scranton. And nothing could be further from the truth. It's the Biden.
And this is a guy that gives an interview with Howard Stern.
Right.
Okay. Will somebody explain to me who thought it was a good idea for Biden to do an interview with Howard Stern with his reputation? Does anybody used to remember his radio shows? And I mean, how just disgusting they were. And they were, you know, they... and I'm sure that Biden himself, you know, and with his lack of mental acuity, even knows who Howard Stern is these days. And if he did, then why didn't he question, why would I interview with Howard Stern and his reputation? Well, that's desperation.
Yeah.
And then in a weak moment, what does he do? He agrees to have a debate with Trump. Now that, if you want to talk a White House in panic.
That's right. It's pandemonium over there. Right. They're running around and
no wonder they're beginning to pack up stuff at the White House and get ready to move out.
All right, Denise, stay right there. We're coming right back. Weekend Edition continues. Kyle Warren with you. More with Denise Simon on the other side of this very short intermission. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The United States providing Ukraine with its largest military aid package to date. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced Friday a package worth $6 billion, which will include munitions for Patriot missile defense systems.
That will allow us to procure new capabilities for Ukraine from U.S. industry.
Austin expressed gratitude to Congress for passing foreign aid legislation that allocates over $60 billion in aid for Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told NBC's Meet the Press that he doesn't believe presidents should have absolute immunity for actions taken while in office. This comes as the Supreme Court heard arguments related to former President Trump on Thursday. McConnell reiterated his stance, which he made after voting to acquit Trump following the 2021 Capitol riot, suggesting that the former president could be held accountable by the justice system. And gas prices have risen slightly. AAA says the national average is now $3.66, up 1 cent from Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I'm Pittsburgh, because of, and I really mean it.
You're listening to Kyle Warren. When I needed
you. Well, I'm not Pittsburgh, and neither is Denise, but we love Pittsburgh, though. We're just not Pittsburgh, I'm pretty sure. But Joe Biden might think that he's Pittsburgh, and if he does think that, well, you know, who are we to question that? All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Glad to be with you this morning on this wonderful weekend edition of the program. Bill, listening on WLSS, has this to say. He says, Denise was talking about Biden taxing this and that. Reminded him of the 1966 Beatles song, Taxman. Yeah, well, that's pretty cool. That's actually a really cool song, by the way. George singing that, I believe. He also says this. He says, also, if you like the Summer of Love 2020 riots, when states refuse to ask for federal help from a Republican president, you're going to love the Summer of Demarxist, Anti-Semitic, Islamofascist, Summer of Terrorism 2024, when a Democrat president won't help if asked. And I think he's got that about right, doesn't he, Denise?
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely does.
Yes.
Give him a radio show.
All right. Well, Bill, yeah, we appreciate your comment. And yeah, this, you know, I just don't see this. And as like I said, I hope I'm wrong. I just don't see this kind of going away anytime soon, you know, because they've latched on to something. And of course, they want to expand it, I'm sure.
They who?
Oh, just the demonstrators.
The protesters?
Yeah, the demonstrators, yeah.
No, when you're getting paid,
right?
You know, you're having food delivered, I guess, by Uber Eats or something. You've got porta potties, and I don't know what they're doing about showers and whatnot, but you can sleep every night in some brand new sleeping bags and tents, and then you got people like Ilhan Omar and Ocasio-Cortez, you know, showing up and shaking hands and, you know, getting them encouragement and whatnot. In the meantime, you know, you got Joe Biden saying that he was a lifeguard and he saved people from, you know, a black-run swimming pool, and that women sent him salacious pictures all the time, and he'd take those pictures and give them to Secret Service, but he didn't have Secret Service detail when he was a senator, so...
Well, yeah. you know, I'm glad you mentioned about the senator thing, because when he was asked by by Howard Stern, will you debate him? And he says, yeah, I'll debate him. To me, it just kind of seemed like, because sometimes he reverts back to, hi, I'm Joe Biden, I'm running for the Senate, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if that was like an automatic response, that it didn't register in his brain to say, No, we're not debating Trump. We can't even, don't even mention that. How are they going to walk this thing back is the first thing I thought.
Everything's supposed to be absolutely choreographed, but maybe on this particular one, somebody dropped the ball.
No kidding. And Howard Stern, he sailed that one right in, you know. That was an accomplishment on his part.
All right, let's head over to the phone lines. We got Backgammon Bob, who's got a question or a comment for Denise. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Two things. Do you think that Biden will still be the nominee, or will they put somebody else in his place? Second thing, on political ads, Trump versus Biden, this is something they should do. Trump versus Biden, competent versus incompetent, stressing Trump's incompetence versus Biden's Democratic Party failures and lack of accomplishments. Point out that Biden will say anything to get elected and has been a plagiarist in the past. In other words, whatever he says is just noise to get elected.
Okay, very good. Yeah, good question and comment there.
Getting through the convention, I think he will be it. They don't have anybody else, because anybody else that would possibly be there is probably not a chance. As bad as things are in this country and around the world, nobody in their right mind would want it.
Mm-hmm. Denise.
Yes.
Don't you think that it's virtual? Can't they be looking at Biden and his results and everything else? It has to be suicide on their part to nominate him. I mean, how can they even have a chance? All the polls are crushing him. Everything is pointing against him. And to the fact, too, don't you think they're going to point out that how can Biden possibly go? What's his president going to be like in 2 years?
I don't disagree, but he's not the president today anyway. Jeffrey Zients is. He's running the country. That may be true, but
they're going to point that people. That's still a weakness that they can point out. I mean, how can you run this guy? I mean, I don't care whether you put Newsom in. I don't care whether you put pick up any reasonable Democratic senator and put him in. Well, even half reasonable,
if he comes out, he has a medical episode, he can no longer be president, then they put in Kamala Harris. You know, maybe that's the ultimate plan.
And people don't love Kamala. They don't want her.
But at least she can walk a straight line and she doesn't stumble. I mean, we just have to deal with her laugh all the time. But
Yeah, thanks, Backgammon Bob. Yeah, well, I hear you, Denise. I really do. We've got another direct message question. This is from James in Clearwater. He says, you mentioned that forcing TikTok to be bought by an American company would be okay because we have a department that would be sure the Chinese wouldn't just use a series of shell companies and keep the propaganda machine. My question is this the same department that cleared the sale of 25% of our uranium supply to Russia? Well, that's a pretty good question.
Touche. I'm with you, dude. It's just kind of like these Republicans. We're so mad because, this bill passed and we're giving money to Ukraine and Israel and whatnot, and there's not a penny in there for border security. But wait a minute. Everybody said we didn't need, including Border Patrol, we don't need the money. We just want them to follow the law. Well, which is it? Do you need money or do you want them to follow the law? Border Patrol doesn't need the money. The only reason we have to throw money at this is to pay help DHS pay for all of these airplanes and tents and hotel bills that, for the Roosevelt Hotel kind of thing. I mean, that's the only reason they're running out of money. Quite frankly, we've got abandoned buildings all over the place. Mm-hmm. Get them out of the Roosevelt Hotel and go put them in the old Joliet prison in Illinois. How about that?
Neil in Henderson, Nevada is on with Denise. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Hey.
I was in Scottsdale a couple of nights ago, and, the cost of food, it's gone off the charts. It's just, ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But talking about our president, okay, I got to tell you, he makes me laugh often. Like he recently claims he used to drive 18-wheelers.
Yeah, right.
He says he was raised in the Puerto Rican community in the Bronx.
Yeah, or the Greek. Right.
He spent, 10 years driving 18-wheelers. I mean, he's just a jack of all trades. He's done everything. About President Trump, what's going on with these indictments? Not only is it obscene, but these indictments lack any kind of legal foundation. I think what I want to see most, I want to see what happens with the, you know, the top secret classified documents.
Yeah, the Mar-a-Lago case.
Let me just mention this. Yeah, let me just mention this for the record. President Biden was in possession of top secret classified documents for 50 years. They found no crime there. That's not a crime. You know? I mean, what they're trying to prosecute with President Trump, I want to see them do that. As President of the United States, I believe he has full authority to declassify anything he wants. He doesn't even have to sign off on it. If you think about it, it makes no sense that he has to answer to a librarian at the National Archives. That's just the way I see things.
Yeah, good point. We'll let Denise respond, and then we're heading out to break. But thank you so much, Neil. Great call. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah, take care. Yeah, so what do you think, Denise? We got about 20 seconds here before the music starts up.
I want Neil to jump on over to Twitter, otherwise known as X or whatever it is, and take a look at what Julie Kelly has been uncovering in the documents regarding Mar-a-Lago. It isn't what they say. And I think one of the worst mistakes that Trump made was to drop the lawsuit against Hillary Clinton.
Indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, time flies, Denise, but we've had a great discussion this morning, and I appreciate you very much. And we're going to talk to you on Monday.
Weekend.
All right.
Yes,
take
you
care. Well. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com is the website. Head over there. Check it out. Find out all about Denise's articles, the other materials she has over there. FoundersCode.com. We're coming right back right after this. So stay right there.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Is a mighty powerful heat, but it's almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
That's right, the moon is more manageable. The sun. And we agree. It's good to find common ground, everybody. Yeah, the sun is a mighty powerful heat. There's no doubt about that. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And we've got a lot more to talk about as we head into the final segment for this weekend edition. Don't forget, you can always head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. It's KyleWarrenShow.com. There you can find out all about the program. You can find out about our live streams. You can also find out about the podcast as well. Easy peasy to subscribe if you like, and just head over there, check it out. You can also send us a direct message. We sure appreciate them very, very much. James in Denver, I'm sorry we couldn't get to your message earlier, but we will try and do that, of course, next time we're talking with Denise. But I'll tell you what, folks, there's a lot going on out there, of course, this last week in the economy as well, especially where the GDP numbers are concerned. This is a big, big problem, I think, because obviously, you know, what's happening in the economy is going to continue to affect everybody. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat. And this is one of the reasons, of course, why this coming up election is, or this election coming up, rather, is so very important. This from CNBC. All the data so far is showing inflation isn't going away and is making things tough on the Fed. Well, you know, poor Fed, but how about poor us? How about poor everybody? Now, of course, what they mean, obviously, is that the Fed may continue to have rates stay where they are, right? Or, by the way, this is not completely out of kilter. At some point, they may say we're going to hike the rates again, only because if inflation continues to grow or if it continues to be persistent, you know, they may come up with some cockamamie explanation as to why they would do that. Now, everybody, in fact, the market, I think, had baked in the idea that you'd have rate cuts starting earlier, you know, in the year, and then, of course, progressing towards the election, basically. That doesn't look like that's going to happen at all. But again, this from CNBC, the last batch of inflation news and the Federal Reserve officials will see before their policy meeting next week is in. And none of it is very good.
In the aggregate, Commerce Department indexes that the Fed relies on for inflation signals showed prices continuing to climb at a rate still considerably higher than the central bank's 2% annual goal. I'm not laughing, you know, for entertainment reasons. It's just the 2% goal thing has been arbitrary. And every time we look at it and we know that, you know, they're not going to be able to, you know, hammer this economy back into a 2%. No, they're not going to. And so you're going to start hearing more like revisionism saying, well, two. In fact, Janet Yellen the other day said, well, we might get it to the twos. What does that mean? 2.9? You know, well, it's in the twos. I told you it's in the twos. You know, so in other words, they're going to start to do that kind of stuff. Now, within that picture came several salient points. An abundance of money still sloshing through the financial system is giving consumers lasting buying power. In fact, shoppers are spending more than they're taking in. Yeah. A situation neither sustainable nor disinflationary. Finally, consumers are dipping into savings to fund those purchases, creating a precarious scenario. If not now, then down the road. I've been saying this all along. You know, we've been talking about this all along on the program. If you ask me, I think consumers have already exhausted their savings. They're already dipping into credit or trying to get more. And that's not sustainable, not a little bit. It, you know, but we don't have the same perks as the federal government. We can't just, you know, sign a continuing resolution. We can't just, you know, get more credit or this kind of stuff. A lot of times there is a limit. There is a limit for people out there across the highways and byways. And the thing is, in my opinion, they're not spending to aggrandize themselves. They're not getting credit in order to just live, get some new luxury or something like that. I think, and this is just anecdotal, but I think they're spending this way and they're using these options and exhausting these options because they're trying to maintain. They're trying to keep their head above water. They're trying to make ends meet. Now, and then that's why this whole idea of sustainability really comes into play. And so back to this article, putting it all together, and it adds up to a Fed likely to be cautious and not in the mood anytime soon to start cutting interest rates. Yep, that's exactly right. That is exactly right. Let's go over here. We got a cool audio clip. It's real brief, but it's Steve Forbes talking with Larry Kudlow on Fox Business. And Steve Forbes has something to say, and he mentions a term that should be very concerning to all of us, having to do with the way that things are going, especially from the administration. So you'll hear Larry Kudlow kind of draw this in, and you'll hear Steve Forbes. Let's listen in.
A good piece in today's Wall Street Journal, former Senator Phil Graham and Mike Solon. Real median household income, just put this stat on the table. Real median household income increased by $5,220 in 2019 alone. That is 49% higher than the previous increase in 2015. And 11 times the average percentage gain over the prior 50 years. In other words, in 1 year, this tax bill that Biden wants to end and expire did better for middle class people. This is median average people, average families, working families. In 1 year, did better than the entire Obama-Biden presidency.
Well, what it underscores is the whole purpose of government is supposed to be to enable people to get ahead. As Lincoln put it, improve your lot in life. Under Trump, they did. So this was simply one of the tools he used, deregulation and some other ones. It worked. Biden, who portrays himself as the tribune of the people, is actually crushing the people. And what if he gets away with not only letting these tax cuts expire, but also putting in a 45% capital gains levy and some of the other junk he wants to do, he'll have a Great Depression. We'll be in 1932 again.
Wow. Now, I'm telling you, you know, I'm going to draw these two things together here, because where have we heard about the early 1930s just recently? Now, I'm not saying these two things are connected, but it is interesting that we seem to be heading into a doom loop here. We've got what's happening on these college campuses, and then you just, which of course is reminiscent of the early 1930s in Germany with the rise of the Nazis. And now you just heard, and again, these aren't necessarily connected, but it is interesting that we're not learning from history here. We're not, we are, but these college protesters, and of course you've got bad actors who could care less about learning from history because they thought that that was the right idea to begin with, right? That's terrifying. But then, of course, you just got Steve Forbes here talking about Great Depression era. And again, he's talking about if he lets these tax cuts expire, if, you know, he brings in this almost 45% capital gains rate, you know, this is all a recipe for total disaster. And the Biden campaign is going to go on its merry way. The media is going to go on its merry way, and they're going to keep putting Donald Trump on trial for something. We don't know exactly what, but there's something. And because they tell you they're saving democracy. But in reality, they're crushing the opportunity in the country. They're crushing the little guy, as it were. And they're saying, look, you know, we are going to we're going to make these rules. And by the way, you can never win because of the rules that we're making. And that's a real shame, because the rules in America used to be hard work, persistence, and you could grab any opportunity, right? Well, all right, tell you what, folks, thanks for being with us here on this weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you. Head over to kylewarrenshow.com for more information. Check it out. Check out the podcast. And folks, we're going to be back on Monday morning, bright and early with you. So until then, Kyle Warren saying, take care out there.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.